And
John Fitzgerald's father was
John
a Republican
Fitzgerald
governor.
John Fitzgerald was a Republican governor, right? Frank Fitzgerald. And John had been active and had been elected a Republican senator. But there was no partisan politics at all on
how,
that court.
How can you explain that? Is there some way that, was it just the fresh slate and you all were elected for terms of, what is it, six to ten?
Yeah.
So there was no immediate thought that anybody had to give to renewing their tenure. Is that correct?
Oh,
is that
I think that certainly had a lot to do with it. But I also think that that many of us, if not all of us, when we were elected as nonpartisan judges, mm-hmm. and we read the Constitution, which said that the judicial officers shall be nonpartisan, I think we took it seriously.
Well, I'm leaning on this a little bit, as you might anticipate, because this was not the way it was to be later on in your judicial career. Is that not true?
Well, as long as I was on the Court of Appeals, there was no partisan politics at all. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's jump ahead to 68 now. That's when you set sail for the Supreme Court, right? And what did you have to do first to get pointed in the right direction?
Well, Sander Levin, again, was still state chairman, and he came to me and asked me if I would run for the Michigan Supreme Court as a Democratic nominee, because Mike O'Hara was the incumbent who had been nominated by the Republicans, and Mike was a very popular guy with a popular Irish name. And nobody wanted to run against him. And I told Sandy that I was very happy on the Court of Appeals and that I had no great desire to leave it. But I said, if you can't get anybody, I certainly will run. I figured that I, as a party member, owe that to my party. If they need a nominee and they can't get anybody else, I'll run. Oh, I was very fond of Mike O'Hara. We were good friends. And they finally said, okay, you're it. We want you to run. So I said, okay, I'll run. But I said, on condition of two things. One, that the party will raise whatever money I need to conduct a successful campaign, and I won't be looked to raise any money on my own, because when I had run for the Court of Appeals, I had run on a budget of, I think, $4,200, and I knew it would take more to run a statewide campaign. And it finally came down, they said, well, how much money do you absolutely need? And I said, I have to be assured of at least $25,000. Well, Sanders said, the party will assure you. And I said, Sandy, I've been in this party a long time. Now, where are they going to get $25,000? Well, he said, we'll see if we can't get some help from the union. So they did, and the UAW came up with a check for $25,000.
And came in one bite.
In one bite. And I had several fundraisers, and I raised a total, I think, if my memory serves me right, of $12,000. So I had a total budget of $37,000. If my recollection is accurate. But at any rate, that's how it was, and I won. I narrowly defeated Mike by 28,000 votes.
Was it Mike and you, Mike O'Hara and Thomas Giles Cavanaugh, head-to-head?
Yes.
Or were there other candidates?
No. You see, Ted Souris had reduced the court from 8 to 7, as required by or provided in the new constitution, when he, as a sitting justice, decided not to run for re-election. So it would have been Ted Souris and somebody else, but since Ted said no, that reduced it. So Mike and I ran head to head.
Mm-hmm.